I pitied him, Webster wrote, dying all alone in a country far from home, dying slowly, without hope or love, on the bank of a dirty little river, helpless. Marsh and Webster pulled the pins on their grenades and threw them beside the German. One exploded, the other was a dud. The wheezing continued. The Americans returned to their outpost, got more grenades, and tried again. The wheezing continued. They gave up. Let him die in his own time. When the shelling finally ceased, just before dawn, the wheezing went on, getting on everyone's nerves. Cobb decided he could take it no more. He grabbed a grenade, went to the riverbank, heaved it over, and finally killed the German. During the night, Sergeant Lipton had been hit by a mortar shell, one fragment on his right cheek close to his ear and the other in the back of his neck. He went to the aid station and got patched up. 34 years later, he had the metal in his neck removed when it started giving him trouble. The following day, February 16th, Winters called Lipton to Battalion HQ to present him with his honorable discharge as an enlisted man, effective February 15th, and a copy of the orders awarding him a battlefield commission as a second lieutenant, effective February 16th. "When I was wounded, I was a civilian," Lipton remarked. "I had already been discharged, and my commission had not yet been effective. I've often wondered how it would have been handled if I had been killed by that mortar shell." He added, "I have always felt that the battlefield commission was the greatest honor that I have ever had." Lieutenant Jones, by all accounts, performed well on his first patrol, meaning apparently he wisely let Mercier make the decisions. Within a week, Jones was gone, having been promoted to first lieutenant. "After one patrol," Lieutenant Foley commented. Jones was a West Pointer, a member of the WPPA, the West Point Protective Association, known by the ring they all wore. It don't mean a thing if you don't have that ring. Jones moved on to a staff job at regiment. Malarkey wrote, "It was rumored that the conclusion of the war was fast approaching and that West Pointers, who would staff the peacetime army, were being protected." Colonel Sink was so delighted with the successful patrol, he ordered another one for the next night. In the meantime, however, it had snowed, then turned colder. The snow was frozen on top, crunchy, noisy. The cold air had cleared out the sky and the moon was shining. Winters thought a patrol under such circumstances was suicidal, so he decided to disobey orders